Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Floyd Wicker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Cumberland. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Cumberland. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Spear fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro takes first base on ball four. Pepitone moves to second. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive towards third. Lanier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Canizaro takes first base on ball 4. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mays settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietz strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0-for-1 in the game. Wicker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier takes first base on ball 4. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is 0-for-1 in the game. Cumberland bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to second. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lanier scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Canizaro hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Ken is 0 and he is safe. Mays steals second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietz is walked intentionally. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0 for 2 in the game. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Mays scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Tompkins now pitching. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is 0 for 1 in the game. Cumberland strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Decker pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Canizaro takes first base on ball 4. Decker moves to second. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Brock Davis. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Ernie Banks. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.